USA Radio News.
President Trump is continuing to spar with top Democrats over funding for a border wall. The president has said he would be for a partial government shutdown if money was not in the next spending bill that included border security. Art Del Cueto is the president of the Border Patrol Union. He tells Fox News the president's right on point on this one.
He's spoken to the members of the National Border Patrol Council. We've gone back and forth. We've explained what the needs are. To be honest, it's very frustrating to see some of these individuals. I heard Nancy Pelosi say that it was a political thing for President Trump. I can assure you it's not.
A Russian woman accused of conspiring to infiltrate U.S. political organizations is pleading guilty. Maria Butina pled guilty today in a Washington, D.C. federal court to not registering as a foreign agent. And weekly jobless claims fell to a 49-year low. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Senators are debating a bipartisan measure that would end American support for the Saudi-led civil war in Yemen. Many of the senators believe this is the way to hold the Saudis accountable for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Some senators are also calling for the United States to not sell weapons as well to the Saudis. The White House believes the response has been sufficient and they should continue to sell weapons to the Saudis, to which Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News.
There's going to be a war whether we're engaged or not. Saudi Arabia's going to have no problem buying weaponry from China or anybody else that will sell it to them. And the issue of the humanitarian aid, the key port, there's one of the key port cities has been shut down. You can't get aid into the country. That's not even the Saudis. That's primarily the Emirates that are involved in that fighting.
Apple is expanding its footprint in Austin, Texas, including the construction of a $1 billion new campus. The tech giant says they're adding new jobs in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City as well. You can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is US. You can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
In his final speech on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake warned that the threats to America's democracy are real. Flake has been a frequent critic of President Trump.
This is not a normal time, and that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real. And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
Flake says, though, he will always cherish his time in the Senate.
I leave here grateful and optimistic. I will always treasure the friendships that began here and the kindnesses shown to me and my family by all of you, my colleagues.
A new study could change America's perceptions of what are commonly known as chick flicks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
This new study from a leading talent agency has determined that the female-led films perform better at the box office than those that star men, and it essentially dismantles a myth that female-focused movies are actually bad for business. Creative Artists Agency and Shift 7 examined 350 top box office films from 2014 to 2017, defining lead actor as the first performer credited in official press materials. 105 of these were women. In every category, broken down by budget, films with women in the lead roles outperformed those that starred men. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.